Good morning, my friend. I hope you're doing well. It is 27 January, my sister Michelle's birthday. Happy birthday, Michelle. One of the great people in the world, in my opinion. So shout out to you. Hey, listen, I got up a little late this morning, and we got prayer time starting in just a few minutes. And yesterday, I gave you this episode, Great Works. I talk about John Swanson's book and a little bit from James Clear. And today I want to bookend that with giving you back this short little quiet time that we did about small beginnings. If you are struggling to get off the blocks in 2023, listen, you're not alone, okay? Don't be afraid of taking that first small step. Today could be the day that you don't just give up and say, well, I've already blown my diet. I've already failed to start exercising. I've already spent too much money. I've already kept drinking or whatever. If your New Year's resolution, your new ideas, your new systems aren't taking off the way you wanted them to, it can be really easy to just give up and say, well, I'll try again next year. But don't. I want you to pick up the hammer and get after it, because the Lord does not despise small beginnings. So I'm going to play you back this little short quiet time where we talked about that idea. There's some music from Patti Loveless in there. And it's just this idea of pick up that hammer and work on the building. God loves to see the work begin. And friend, we are rooting for you. You've got a great cloud of witnesses pulling for you to get started today. You can't change your mind until you change your life, and you have to get after it. And we're going to get there in just a minute. I'm also going to play you at the end a song from my friend Tommy Walker has released their new album, Soulful Scripture Songs. It's available today for streaming everywhere you get music. You can get it on his website, TommyWalkerMinistries.org. You can get it for YouTube. You can get it at Spotify or Apple Music or anywhere. But check it out. Get it today. And the song, I'm Running the Race, because this is a race, okay? It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. I want you to get after it. You can't change your life until you change your mind. Lisa's going to tell us the good news that we can start today.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith, and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it, and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is, you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery to get it done. If you'd like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
And I just have a quiet time thought this morning. I was reading in Zechariah, Zechariah 4:10 says this: "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand." He's talking about the wall project that was rebuilding the wall around the city. And it's a daunting task. It's a huge amount of work that needs to be done. And it was discouraging to them to even think about getting started. And God's saying, hey, you don't have to do the whole thing today. You don't have to eat this whole elephant. You don't have to get this whole thing done. It's not overwhelming. Just pick the hammer up, pick up the plumb line, and get after it. I love small beginnings. I love to see the work begin. And I was just thinking about that in the context of here we are at the end of January. And of course, we know that most New Year's resolutions fail within the first 2 weeks. We know that many people are trying to shake things off and restart and reset and reframe, and they find themselves frustrated. And people are, you know, getting things underway, and they feel like it's a daunting task to get something changed or make their life what they need it to be. And they feel frustrated and they want to give up. And God would say here, don't give up. Even if January hasn't been all that you thought it would be, even if you've tried and failed or started and stopped and your progress is in little fits and starts, just pick a hammer up. Just get the slide rule out again. Just give it a shot and get after it, because God rejoices when we start today. He loves it. There's an old bluegrass song called Working on a Building, and Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys popularized it, but it was a spiritual before that. I have no idea who wrote it, but Patti Loveless did a version on Working on a Building, and it's just this idea that our life is about building something for God. is this idea of not, we're saved by grace, but our works, the things that we do with our lives, tell a story, and they build something. They build something that's helpful to the kingdom and help other people to see God more clearly, and we leave behind a legacy of the things that we've done, right? So the idea is just work on a building. Like, pick up the hammer and get after it. It's okay. The Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand, Zechariah 4:10. He doesn't say, I'm only going to be happy if you get this thing done perfectly by the end of the month. He just says, I just want to see you start. I just want to see you start today. Friend, I'm praying for you. I love you. WLE1MD.com/prayer, WLE1MD.com/newsletter. I'm about to sit down and write the newsletter for today, so you'll be getting that soon if you're connected. And if you're not, go sign up for it. It's a great weekly conversation that we have with people all over the world. WLE1MD.com/newsletter. I'm going to spend some time in prayer and worship now. I think you should too. It's Sunday. Hope you see you at church later on today. And I hope that you have some time to reflect and think about this. But I just wanted to give you this thought for today. Don't beat yourself up if you're having trouble getting started, because God loves when you just start. He loves the small beginnings. Do not despise the small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. Here's Patty Loveless with Working on a Building, and all you have to do, my friend, is start today.
Says, do you not know that in the race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize?
Right.
Run in such a way as to get the prize.
Yeah.
Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
That's right.
Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air.
Right.
All right, here we go.
I'm running the race.
spirit that will last forever and ever. It's for your glory. It's for your kingdom. It's for your gospel. I'm running and training to win. It's for your glory. It's for your kingdom. It's for your gospel. I'm running and training to win. No more running aimlessly or like a boxer beating. Nothing else will ever compare. No more running aimlessly. No, 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 that's not for me. My eyes are fixed on the ultimate prize. Through my life, gonna let your glory ever and ever. I'm running a race. I'm running a race. I'm running to win the crown that will never fade, that will last forever and ever. I'm running the race. I'm running the race. I'm running to win the crown that will never fade, that will last forever.
Hey, thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com, drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.